Zach on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Think about it. It is right here. It is right now. How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Hey, Cecil.
Hey.
How we doing, buddy? Good to have you in, my man.
It's fantastic being here with you. I was trying to think the last time we did a show together. Like, I've been on War Room and all that, but all like, right. Just you and me today.
Yeah.
As Zach Bye is on assignment.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe last year at some point. Has it been longer than that? I think as we get older, we just kind of time just kind of runs together. It could be 3 years. It could be 2 years. Like you said, we've done some war rooms.
I know.
But I don't know the last time that we've actually done a show together. Just
right.
Us two.
Just you and me beginning with some breaking Broncos news.
I mean, this is nuts. And this is not a drill.
No.
Is this not a drill?
It is not a drill. From Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network, Broncos wide receiver KJ Hamler recently underwent surgery after suffering a partially torn pec while training on his own. Per sources, the recovery timeline is 4 to 6 months, giving Hamler a chance to be ready right around the start of training camp in late July. I heard that from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I felt awful for him. You know, that's where my mind goes, because I've been in these situations before where you just can't get healthy. You're just injured. And it's emotionally, mentally, physically, everything, it drains you. And this guy's been injured so much. And it's not fun. And this is your job. This is your livelihood. This is what you want to do. And you continue to have these speed bumps put out in front of you. And it hurts me. As a former wide receiver, to see what he's going through.
Right.
How much is at stake for him this year? You know, trying to make the football team, but also trying to get another contract, trying to show what you can do. It's an important year for him. And now he's starting like this, right? This is not ideal. Now you're going to have to go through the whole offseason. What are you doing? You're rehabbing again. So I just feel awful for him individually, just as a person, to have to go through another surgery in such a big year for him. So
another surgery with a long recovery, 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
We're talking about missing OTAs and minicamp and all that. Like, maybe in training camp you're ready. I mean, it's the end of March.
We're talking
about 4 to 6 months.
How is he going to make the team?
Is he going to make the team?
This is a new offense. You know, you made some good points there. This is all new. And he's got to learn it. How do you learn it? It's hard to learn by just sitting down in a chair and, you know, taking notes when they're going over how they want you to do things, what they want you to do. You got to go out there and do it.
Right.
Right? I mean, the best way to learn is to do it on the field, full speed. And then guess what? When you make a mistake, that's how you learn from it. Hey, we need you wider right here. We need you to take that inside release right here on this play. And if you're not out there doing it, it is so hard to learn and correct mistakes. It just, I don't know. I don't know if he can make the team now, Cecil. It's going to be an uphill battle.
Is it a silver lining? I even hate to bring up a silver lining. But is it a silver lining that it's not lower body? I mean, we're talking about a guy with hamstring injuries. Usually those fast guys have hamstring problems because they're so fast their body kind of breaks.
He's had
knee problems. Yeah, well.
Except for Zach. Usually the fast guys that have hammies. He's got hammies, but he's not fast.
You're right. And they had the knee, too.
Yes.
So he's got lower body problems.
Yes.
So now, maybe we got to warn Zach, wherever he's at on a golf course, like, watch out for your pec, man. Because now KJ injured his pec, something I don't...
Zach's not doing anything to injure the pec.
No.
No.
He's not throwing up weight. Fall down, curls, nothing?
Nah. If you can't injure the pec doing that. I know you, but that's a good point, Cecil. And that's two of them in the first, like, 3, 4, 5 minutes.
That's
more good points than I've had, you know, from my co-host in a long, long time, but he's had so many lower body injuries, knees, hammies, whatever. It's just one after another for Hamler. At least it's not that.
Right. But it's a pec.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember your injuries. It's strange how much I know about your body.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that sounds weird or not.
No,
but,
of course not.
I don't think you ever had a pec.
Never had a pec.
You had shoulders?
Shoulders.
Yes.
Knees. Achilles.
Yep.
Foot.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's the most, that's pretty much it. I mean, a little,
yeah, that's
some,
enough.
Other some other things.
I think that's enough.
That's surgery stuff. That was big boy stuff.
Right.
But never a pec. No,
but a
never
pec. Surgery, this could be difficult to overcome, especially if now we're talking about starting the season. If you even make the team on the pup list, like, what? I mean, this basically could signal the end of KJ Hamler's career in Denver.
Okay, April, May, June, July. Okay, so that's 4 months there.
You're ready.
That's a short side of things, right?
Yes. If it's 6 months, all right, August,
yeah, you're
September.
Starting on the pup list. That's what's going to happen. He's going to have to start to probably going to happen.
Okay,
and we're talking about KJ Hamler. News just came down just now.
Right, Tom Pelissero. KJ Hamler, suffering a partially torn pec while training on his own, had surgery. Recovery timeline is 4 to 6 months.
And if you go to 6 months, August, September, right? And
yeah.
And that's the timeline you're looking at. So they start training camp late July. So you're looking at probably, yes, starting the training camp on the pup list, missing all of the offseason. And how do you make this football team? How? I just don't see, it's going to be an uphill battle. And so now what the Broncos have to do, Cecil, is what? They have to go out there and try to, I'm sure their plan and their hope was like, hey, we got this guy already here. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a healthy offseason. We'll be able to really evaluate him and see if he can be our slot
contract
receiver.
Contract year.
Yeah, and see if he can be our slot receiver. Well, that's gone. I mean, you're not going to be able to evaluate him all offseason.
Right.
Training camp, probably no. So you have to now make plans to try to find a slot receiver. Usually those guys, right away, it's not in the draft. Like, you can find them in the draft, but they're not going to come in. You can't count on a rookie to come in and be your slot receiver.
Right.
So I don't know who's out there. I mean,
you just missed out on Adam Thielen.
Yeah, Thielen. Thielen's gone. Braxton Berrios, he signed with the Dolphins.
Right, gone.
I don't know who else is available. I'm sure there's a name or two that we'll try to look and see who could come in here and fill that void now.
Well, a position that we didn't think would be much conversation around it, right, heading into this offseason. Well, the Broncos, they were set at wide receiver. At least that's what we would think. Actually, no. Another day, another trade rumor involving Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, this time from a team we didn't consider. That and more about this Hamler injury news coming up next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
Well, we did have some breaking Broncos news. It's Cecil Lammy filling in for Zach by Stokely and Zach.
Cecil, who is...
What?
Is this your request here? Just like Metal Thursday? Holy cow.
Metal Thursday, yeah.
This is used to be a headbanger, right?
This is my theme song. Yeah. I'm growing my hair out again.
Goodness.
I almost have like a mullet now. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
not
there
quite
you
like
go.
Your mullet. You had a mullet.
I never had a mullet.
You had
I
a mullet.
I wanted one in middle school. My mom wouldn't let me, Cecil.
She wouldn't let you have a mullet?
No. No. Go figure. In Louisiana, it's supposed to like, that's like.
You're like, Mom, I want to be a rebel.
Yeah. If you go to your parents in Louisiana and ask for a mullet, I mean, it's like party. Let's go out to Sizzler. Like, we're going to celebrate, son. You're a man now.
Right, right.
You're a man. But she said, no, I never had the mullet.
Oh.
I wouldn't do good with, I would have like, you know, some people like, you would have the cool mullet.
Okay.
Like, it kind of flips up a little
right.
bit,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I would have the stringy, long,
stringy straight.
Yeah, not good. Not
Kid
a good
Rock
mullet.
Mullet.
Yeah, that's not a good mullet.
Okay. Okay.
But was that your request? Was that like...
No, I mean, no, that's my song. My it's theme song. My
oh,
intro song. Yeah, if we were pro wrestlers...
That's yours.
That's my song.
Wow, who is that like...
It's Testament.
Testament.
Testament. When the henchmen
wow.
ride. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know the last time I've listened to a little Testament.
Probably the last time I was on with you.
Yes, probably so.
Yeah,
All right.
Okay. So the Broncos did not trade Jerry Jeudy. We've got the breaking KJ Hamler news. Hamler with a pec injury, surgery, out 4 to 6 months. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. I don't know, dude. Is it like a blessing in disguise that they didn't trade him? To the Browns, instead Elijah Moore goes to the Browns. Like, is that maybe now with this Hamler thing kind of like, okay, maybe it's good that they haven't traded Jerry Jeudy yet.
That's a great point and a great question and a great thought that when I'm looking at this now, and I've been kind of on board. I've been on board with Judy. It's time to move him. Let's just go. It's time to move him. Let's get some good draft picks for him. And it opens up the receiver room for Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick.
Okay.
But now I'm looking at the situation and saying, huh, who are we going to have to work the slot? And Jerry Jeudy is a good slot receiver. I think he can be better. And I think now you look at the situation, it's not Cortland Sutton. It's not really Tim Patrick. I think it's got to be Jerry Jeudy as your slot receiver. I think it just makes sense. And so we're just getting the news, so my brain is going all over the place here with different thoughts. But I believe now my stance on this whole situation is you can't trade Jeudy. You can't trade Jeudy.
Can't trade him.
Can't trade him anymore.
You switched 180.
Yes. I've 180'd it. I just think that you're already down a receiver. And we don't know when Hamler will be back and if he's going to be back at all. And the hope was that he could help you there in the slot. My hope now is that, my fear now is that he's not going to help you at all in the slot, KJ Hamler. You're not going to see him at all. You can't count on him anyway. So who's going to play the slot for you? You have one. I don't know who's out there in free agency, but you have one in Jeudy that I think can be a good slot receiver.
Is that his best spot, though? Because when he played backside X, that's when he exploded. That's when he blew up, and everyone says, oh, Jerry Judy's got to be the number one receiver or else he checks out. And I go, okay, I don't care. Does it work? I hate to go Dr. Phil and barnyard psychology on you, but, like, does it work? When he's backside X, it works. Does it work when he's a slot?
Well, I'm saying I'm not just – he's not going to be my third wide. You feel me? Like he's not going to be coming off the bench like I used to, like and on third down. No, he's going to be on the football field every play. So he can be your X. He can be your X. But when we go three wide, guess what?
He's your slot.
Now he's your slot.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by being your slot receiver now. I'm not saying he's just going to be our third wide. No.
Sean Payton wants to go 11 personnel. He wants to go three wide as much as he can. I don't think he can do it, but
yeah, I don't.
That's what he wants.
Well, I might disagree there. In this situation this year.
Okay.
I think they're going to go more heavy personnel. And
they're running the hell out of the ball.
Yes. I mean, he told us that. He's like, Russell Wilson needs a running game. Like, and look at what he's done with his actions. Mm-hmm. Ben Powers and McGlinchey, a blocking tight end.
Fullback.
P. Ryan mm-hmm. and a fullback.
Yep.
That, to me, signals we're going to run the football a lot around here. So
yes.
I don't know how much three wide we're going to see this year. I don't think it's going to be at the top of the list. But at the same time, when they do go three wide, I think you just slide Jeudy in the slot and you'll be fine. So I think it's a good thing they didn't trade him. And right now, I've changed. I don't think you can move Jeudy now because he becomes even more valuable because he does have that flexibility to play outside but also slide down in the slot and help you in your three wide receiver formation.
Isn't Jerry Jeudy your best wide receiver? I know, like, 30 minutes ago you felt like you wanted to trade him.
Yes.
But isn't he your best wide receiver?
Yes. But
you want to trade your best wide receiver?
It was a compliment. Yes.
Okay.
I did. I wanted to trade our best wide receiver. You're right. It sounds crazy on the surface, right?
Yes.
But, and it's like when I said, you know, years ago, trade Von Miller, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's because he was your best player and you weren't going anywhere. And so that's why I said trade Von, but I say trade Jerry Jeudy because of how I think this offense is going to look. And I think you could see a lot of frustration from Jerry Jeudy. And you have to make a decision on the fifth-year option right now.
Right.
And I think he's at his highest point right now. And I don't know in this offense this year if you're going to see a receiver just go out there and flat-out dominate. So I think you could, you know, if you could get a first-round pick, it's like, yes, you got to do it. Second and third, yes, you got to do it. So I just think his value is so great right now that it's just time to move on. But now, that's not the case with the news that, like, just as we were coming on air, literally coming on air, Chicken Fingers gives us the news.
How
that
did he text me with those chicken fingers?
That's a good question.
Is it talks to text? Is that what he did?
Yes.
KJ Hamler.
Do you do that, talk to text? Like, a lot of people do that. Like, my wife does it. I just can't get into the talk for text. I guess once you start it, it's kind of makes it easier.
Yeah.
But I've never started it. I just like to do it. I'm old school.
Well, I just basically hate my phone, so like, I barely text as it is.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
They just like to text.
That's weird.
Yeah. No, that's the way I am. Saying I'm weird?
Sure. Hey, I don't like to talk on the phone either.
Right.
Okay. Which is funny because we talk for a living.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Okay. But so that's where I'm at now with Judy. I just don't think you can move him now because of the need now.
You said first rounder, though.
Yeah, if you first get a rounder. First rounder. If you get a first rounder, you do it in a heartbeat.
The
I don't think you're going to be able to get a first
rounder. The buzz is second and a fourth.
Okay. Right. That sounds more realistic than a first rounder. Second and a fourth. I don't think I'm doing it now. I just don't think I'm doing it anymore. Where are you at with Judy? And are you trading him? Are you
keeping
him?
Honestly, during the draft is when you could see a trade for Jerry Jeudy. And if someone misses out on a player, then perhaps they send you something for Jeudy or Sutton. I think this wide receiver room could look vastly different. I do not think the Hamler injury takes you out of the trade of Jerry Jeudy. I don't think it does because of precisely what you said. I'm going to use your own words against you.
Okay.
It's like some talk show kung fu here, right? I'm going to use your momentum against you. They're going to run the hell out of the ball. Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick are more than fine. Like, Jerry Jeudy is their best wide receiver. But as you mentioned, if Jerry Judy's frustrated because they're running the ball 35 times, 40 times, what if Russell Wilson's throwing 20 times a game? You think Jerry Judy's going to be happy?
No.
And is Jerry Jeudy going to be quiet about that, or is he going to take to Twitter and be like, at least I got my calisthenics in?
Yeah.
Are we going to see more of that, even if the Broncos are winning?
Calisthenics.
Isn't that what he said? He said cardio.
Conditioning. Cardio conditioning.
Oh, yeah, one calisthenics? Of
those. Sounds good, though.
Okay.
I like that. Sounds.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
No, but you're right. That's what he's going to
do. But is that what Jerry Judy's going to do? And
well,
if that's what he's going to do, you don't want that here.
No.
Trying to build a culture.
No, you don't. But I just think right now the need, and we haven't even got into playing football, Cecil.
No.
We don't know what Tim Patrick's going to look like.
No.
So all of a sudden you're going to look at the receiver room. In a very big year to be able to, like Will Peterson said, because he wants to keep Jeudy, he's been that way. We need to evaluate Russell Wilson. So, like, what happens if we lose a receiver in the offseason, you know, OTAs or right. in training camp?
Right.
Now we got either, just say we got Cortland Sutton and no one else. Brandon Johnson and
Jalen Virgil.
Right. Like, no. So, I just think now the situation has changed so much because of the loss of KJ Hamler, which is crazy, but I think there's a domino and a trickle-down effect, and I look at the situation now, and I just don't think that you should move him unless you get a package or draft picks that you just can't refuse.
Can't refuse it for Jerry Jeudy.
Well, other than that, I think you got to keep him.
You got to keep him.
Yep, that's where I'm at, and you know what? The problem is you're going to have to make the decision on the fifth-year option, Cecil.
When is that deadline? Kevin, when is it? May, right?
Yeah, it's coming
May
up.
May 1st.
Yeah, in a month
May
or
1st.
So.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to make that decision. And I think for me, if you keep him and you don't trade him, you have to pick up that fifth-year option.
You have to.
Right.
You have to. Or else then that's all he's going to be focused on.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm out of here. Whatever. Like,
exactly.
Give him the fifth-year option. Make sure that you're covered, because if Jerry Jeudy blows it up,
yep.
right, and he's outstanding,
yep.
Well, now you want to keep him.
It's about $13 million, and it's about $13 million bucks, I believe.
Okay.
Zach said yesterday.
All right,
so it's not $18-19 million, $13 million. Yes, you have to pick it up.
Yeah, if you do that, then you cover your bases. I'll clean it up today.
For now.
If you're just joining us, I'm Cecil Lammy sitting in for Zach Bye. We had some breaking Broncos news right at the top of the show. Wide receiver KJ Hamler on a training on his own, tore his pec, and then had to undergo surgery. He's out 4 to 6 months. This is Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network. Does this impact the trade of Jerry Jeudy and the potential trade of Jerry Jeudy? Always want your thoughts. RamosLaw.com, text line 303-713-1043. But that's not the only surgery. I feel like we're playing doctors today.
The last 2 days.
Doctor. Russell Wilson had knee surgery that had been bothering him a while. Will we see a different Russ because of it? That's next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is going to change.
sings.
I had a feeling you're going to sing.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how could you
Nobody
not sing?
Nobody can help
like, when you're driving in your car right now and you're listening
to this. And you hear this song?
This. Creed.
Man, I hate these guys. Step.
Yes. I mean,
but
how can you not? How can you not sing this song?
And you do an impression of them, too.
It's awesome. You don't like Creed?
No.
How do you not like Creed?
They're terrible.
No.
Next thing I know, you're going to tell me you like Nickelback.
Nickelback is unfairly has been gone down a road of...
It's so unfair.
Criticism for no reason. They got a lot of really good hits. Just like Creed is unfairly criticized for no reason. I mean, they just put out some good songs and they had a good album. I mean, like...
I said this was catchy. Just because I don't like it, I can't admit it's not catchy.
No, you can admit it's catchy.
It is catchy.
Right. Yeah.
It's catchy as hell.
Yep.
All right. Russell Wilson had knee surgery, had a scope. How often do we hear about this, dude? But again, it's the end of March. Why are we hearing about this now? Usually scopes, the season will end, January, whatever.
Well, it sounded like it happened. They did it right after the season.
Oh. Well, then why are we hearing about it now?
Right, exactly.
Kliss! Come on, Kliss, baby!
You been on vacation?
He's hiding in the dumpster at Centennial Airport. Like, come on, man.
We can't know about this. It got kept under wraps,
Is this the Sean Payton effect? You notice how we haven't had any press conferences? All these free agents, right? You just brought up Powers, McGlinchey, Samaje Perine. Like, we haven't had anything. Nothing. Sean Payton is doing the absolute bare minimum when it comes to media exposure. Things are buttoned up. That's why when people say, I got some sources, I'm like, no, you don't. You're talking to agents. Nobody in that Broncos headquarters out at UCL Training Center is talking. Is that why this lasts till March?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's very interesting of
They're
why.
They're buttoned up over there.
But what's the big deal? Like, what's the big deal to know, like, a day after Russell Wilson had this knee scope 2 months ago, like, hey, Russell just had his knee scope.
And isn't that kind of, I don't know, it sounds weird, but maybe a positive spin? Like, hey, now we kind of figured out why he didn't really look right.
Well, that certainly could be the case, yes. But he's not having, an ACL here.
Right.
He's having a scope.
So, but it's been bothering him for years.
Did he ever look like he was limping around on the football field? Seesaw?
Not really, but when he'd take off to run, he just didn't have that burst.
Well, because he was 20 pounds heavy. Look at you now. You got more burst than you did.
Let me finish.
Right.
Yeah.
6 months ago or 2 years ago.
Right.
When you lose the weight or you put on weight, you're not going to move as much as well as you used to move.
Right.
So I think that had a lot to do with it. I never saw him limping around. I think it was just like a discomfort thing for him. Probably didn't limit him very much at all, if any. And he's just getting it cleaned out just to make sure that it doesn't, as time goes on, it gets worse and worse. Zach brought this point up yesterday, and it's a good point, and I'm going to throw it at you. The last couple years for Russ, he's been in the training room a lot. Whereas the previous, 8 years of his career, 9 years of his career,
He
was never hurt. He was never hurt.
Right.
But you see the last couple years, now these injuries are starting to pile up. And, you had the shoulder, the lat, the hammy, the concussion last year. Didn't miss a lot of games, but your concern level there. Now he's getting the knee scoped. He's not getting any younger, Cecil. I mean, how do you view that side of it?
Yeah, I view that side of it as well. And he's going to have to run more. You're going to look at a Russell Wilson this year that, one, hands off the ball a lot, and two, goes back to being a running quarterback. I know he wants to win from the pocket. I know he wants to play another 10 years. None of that's going to happen. Russell Wilson's going to have to run. And because of that, what's the over-under on Jarrett Stidham playing? What, a game? 2 games?
Oh,
starting?
Yeah, I mean, that's... I think the odds,
put it about 2, and I might take the over on 2.
I think the odds of Jarrett Stidham this year, seeing him at some point, just because of Russ not being available. Not saying that he's not going to play good, just saying that he's going to get hurt.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
And he's got to run, and he's going to open himself up to more punishment.
I just hope that he learned a lot from last year when it comes to just taking care of himself on the field. Last year, I think he threw caution to the wind. Because he has always been that guy that's so smart when he gets out in open space. He's going to slide. He's going to get out of bounds. He was great at that. Last year, you saw him taking too many chances. Well, why? Why all of a sudden will a veteran player do that? Well, I tell you why. Because you're in a new situation. You want to prove to everyone, hey, I can still do this at a high level, right? You want to win, and you're losing, so you start pressing. You do things differently in those situations than you used to do because you're in a new environment, and you want to show everybody how great you are. So you know what? Instead of sliding against Kansas City, you're going to go for that first down, and you're going to get a concussion because of that, mm-hmm. right? Yep. And so I think moving forward, he's just got to go back to the old Russ.
The vintage Russ.
Yes, and just play the game to be safe and healthy. Now, sometimes you got to go for it, right? I mean, it is football.
Yeah.
But you're the quarterback. You're making a lot of money. We need you on the football field. We need you healthy.
You mentioned his extra 20 pounds, and he was a little thick. Let's just say that. But I'll tell you this.
But I think that was on purpose. I don't mean to cut you off, but I think that was on purpose.
You think that was on purpose?
Because he wanted to be a pocket quarterback.
Okay.
He wanted to play from the pocket. And you see already he has lost
that. Where in the hell did he get that idea from?
He wanted to be Drew Brees.
Drew Brees wasn't that thick.
But he wanted to be a pocket quarterback, so he thickened up a little bit.
He thickened up. Well, he took it off. But I'll say this. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks without their shirts on. Probably not as many as you. I remember Curtis Painter being rocked up. And Curtis Painter wasn't real good. Tim Tebow, rocked up, wasn't real good. Peyton, you know, not the six-pack.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying.
You're taking a shot at Peyton.
No, I'm not taking a shot at Peyton. I would never take a shot at Peyton.
Boo!
I would never do that, especially sitting with his best friend. But, like,
no, I know
the quarterbacks who are maybe not Adonis, chiseled like Greek gods, those are usually the real good ones.
Right.
You know?
Look,
so you want Russell Wilson to get all rocked up?
No, I just want him to get in shape. Right? Lose that 20 pounds, which he looks like he's already done.
Right.
You know, it looks like that was a point of emphasis last year. Put on some weight, bulk up, which I have no problem with. You know, every year is differently. You're viewing it different. And now he realizes, you know what? No, I need to be really mobile in the pocket like I used to do. So let me just lose the weight. I don't think we're going to see Russell out there looking like Tim Tebow with all these big guns. I mean, Tom Brady was in great shape. I mean, he didn't have all these muscles, but he was in great shape. So I think that's what I want to see from Russell Wilson. I don't need to see the biceps and the guns and the six pack. Yeah, don't need to see all that. I just need to see you in great shape, being able to move in the pocket, and when you get out of the pocket, be a little bit more explosive when you need to take off and run.
What is it about rocked up quarterbacks that they tend to struggle? Is it too tight?
Yes, it's like golf. Like if you got all these big muscles, it's hard to swing the golf club, right? I mean, you got to be fluid. You got to be same thing playing quarterback. You know, you don't want all these muscles. It's hard to be flexible and like a robot. I mean, it just does. It's not ideal to play, you know, quarterback to be all yoked up.
Don't get all. That's your job to be all yoked
up. That's right. Mm-hmm. My job, Cease.
That's right. I haven't made you too mad. Veins aren't popping over there yet.
No, they're good.
You're relaxed. Well, we had some breaking Broncos news. KJ Hamler tore his pec, and he will be out 4 to 6 months after undergoing surgery for that. It's changed some things for the Denver Broncos. We'll continue that conversation. I can't believe you thought I was making fun of Peyton. Dude, I'm trying to sell him a TV show. You're telling me I'm making fun of Peyton? Like, no, I'd never do that. Never do that.
I know you wouldn't.
His praise of me is like my ringtone now.
Yes, I know.
So John Elway won't talk to me. Anyway, we got to talk about the Avs and the Nuggets. How you feeling about these teams heading in the playoffs? We'll tell you next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win.
Come on, Cease.
Come on, man.
This is good.
This is Dr. Seuss. I want a brand new house on an episode of Crims and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And
This hurts.
Me.
Why is Kevin shaking his head?
He loves it.
I'm going to go see him.
I think, like, it's flipped, though. And you get momentum, all of a sudden, like, the hate just continues. Like, it's like, all of a sudden, I'm supposed to hate Nickelback and Creed. I'm like, why? Why? It's a good song. I used to rock it all the time. Like, now all of a sudden I'm supposed to hate it. It's not because it's not cool anymore. No. That's still good music right there. I mean, look at this photograph. Come on, see?
You're going to make me laugh?
Yes. I mean, come on. Yeah. I get it. A lot of their songs
sound
the same.
Every song sounds the same.
I get it. But so what? They sound good.
It's good, good music. Good music. I mean, we can't let, like,
when Metallica
one person's
sounds
opinion
the same,
affect mine.
When Metallica sounds the same, I go, that's the way I want Metallica to sound. I don't want Metallica to sound different. When Nickelback sure. sounds the same, I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Do something different.
They can't. That's it. This is them right here. Doesn't mean this is bad, though. It means, like, they might have a long, they might not have a long career, but their good was still good.
Okay.
Creed, their good was still good.
What do the Denver Nuggets have in common with Nickelback? Is their good not going to be good enough? Is their lack of depth on the bench not going to help put them over the top? Because for me, with the Denver Nuggets, and I don't give a damn about the Kendrick Perkins stuff. I think all that stuff was overblown. And I think, listen, there's an old Hindu proverb. Do you know what it says? Bees do not take the time to explain to flies why honey tastes better than crap. So I'm not going to sit around and lose my mind when Kendrick Perkins says something bad about Nikola Jokic or whatever. Like, eh, we all know Nikola Jokic is the man. It takes more than a three-time MVP when you're talking postseason. This year with the Denver Nuggets, my entire focus, because I had a little bit of a slump, and we could talk about Aaron Gordon not being the same after his injury and his numbers are down, and, you know, what do they do about their bench? Like, we can have all this discussion about the Denver Nuggets, but for me, Stoke, it's how far do you get in the playoffs? Do you get to the NBA Finals or not? Because it's time to stop talking about it. It's time to be about it. So how are you feeling about this team when, you know, hey, they beat up the Washington Wizards? Okay.
Well, for me, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about what I'm watching here. I'm nervous about how they're finishing the season off. And nice win, right? It is the Wizards. They will be the number one seed in the West. And with that comes a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Expectations.
You know that they know the expectations this year. I mean, there's pressure on Michael Malone. There's pressure on this team to, I mean, they got the guys to do it. You're going to be the number one seed in the West. You got to at least get to the finals. Maybe the Western Finals. We'll see how that goes. But you got to do something in the playoffs, something that you haven't done the last few years. And so there's pressure there. I just hope they can get back playing at the level that they were playing at, you know, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Did they peak too soon?
I don't know about that. I just think that the injuries, you know, with Jamal being in and out of the lineup, like you said, Aaron Gordon being in and out of the lineup, and then the bench hasn't been what we had hoped. You know, the addition of Reggie Jackson and Thomas Bryant, they just haven't had any kind of impact. Like, you'd kind of hope they would give the bench a little boost.
Right.
It's been non-existent.
So now you got to find a way to have two starters on the court.
Right.
At all times.
Yeah, so you got to shuffle this line. And that's not what you want to try to be figuring out with nine games left to go in the season.
Right.
But you have the best player on the planet and Jokic. And, you know, I really like what I've been seeing from Michael Porter Jr., though. He has looked different, and he's shooting it well. And, you know, I mean, 6 for 9 yesterday from three-point land.
6 for 9.
Six for nine.
Nice.
Jamal is shooting it better now. So hopefully he can heat back up. Stay healthy, and you know, they can get back to where they were. But I'm nervous.
How much do they need Aaron Gordon to look more like old Aaron Gordon?
Well, of course, he's a big part of that team, just like Jamal is. When you're looking at, you know, Jokic and the guys around him, you're going to need everybody in the playoffs, especially when your bench is so bad, and you're looking like, okay, we got to count on Christian Brown. You know, rookie, Kansas. I mean, he's seeing extended minutes now. 16 minutes last night. So you're looking at some young players and experienced players that you're counting on off the bench. Your dudes have to be great. They have to be great.
Can't take a night off.
No, not in the playoffs. Not when the playoffs are here, certainly. Can't do that.
What is it, and obviously your playoff experience in the NFL, but it's just, it's different. You try to explain that because fans get all excited and, oh, the Nuggets are the best in the West. Yeah, that's fine. But playoff basketball has always been and will always be different. Playoff football, which you've experienced throughout your career in multiple Super Bowls, playoff football is just different.
Yeah.
So you could be great in the regular season. It doesn't mean squat if you get to the playoffs and lay an egg.
Yep, and I've been in those situations. I think in basketball, you know, it's a little bit different than football, obviously, because you got a seven-game series.
Yeah.
And, you know, baseball, same thing. Football, it's one and done. But I think in basketball, the season is so long. You play 82 games. It's so long that, you know, some teams are resting. They're just getting ready for the playoffs. Golden State.
Yeah.
Phoenix. Hey, get Kevin Durant healthy. We're just getting ready for the playoffs. Right. So what you're seeing in the regular season, that you're going to see something totally different in the playoffs. Right? Golden State's won so many championships. They're not worried about their regular season record. It's like, let's get to the playoffs healthy. And if we do that, we can beat anyone. Just like we saw last year from Golden State. And same thing with Phoenix now in their unit. It's like, let's get to the playoffs healthy. They'll look like a totally different team than they did in the regular season. So I think in basketball and the NBA, it's the regular season, the playoffs are so dramatically different. Obviously, the level gets cranked up a whole nother notch.
Intensity in 10 cities.
Yep. But also, you're going to see different lineups than you saw in the regular season. More so now than ever. I mean, with load management, rest days, and all these different things where you just don't see the teams that you'll see in the playoffs in the regular season.
Is Michael Malone John Fox? And I say that with all love because I love Foxy, you love Foxy, like we all love Foxy. But it needed, you know, there needed to be something different for the Broncos to get that championship. With the Denver Nuggets, like, okay, you can be great in the West and you can have an MVP and you can win a bunch of games, like, but can you win it all with Michael Malone as your coach?
That's the question. That's the million-dollar question. I hope so. He's been great for this team. Right, he's been great. They've done so many great things and achieved so much, and it's a fun team to watch. But the expectations are now there, just yes. Like with Bednar last year. Like, you had to do something, or there was going to have to be a move to be made.
Right.
If you weren't able
and
to
what
take
did Bednar
step.
Do? He responded.
And they won it all.
Yep.
And he just got an extension.
Yep.
It's awesome,
yep.
Right? But that's the fine line of being a coach in professional sports. You can be on the hot seat, you know, 6 months ago. So now, you know, you're the toast of the town, and we love you, and you're one of the best in the business right now, and you just signed a big extension.
Yeah.
But that's where
6 months ago, you almost lost your job.
Right. That's where Michael Malone is now. You have got to take that step forward. You're too good of a basketball team, too much talent to be getting, you know, booted out in the first or second round.
Right. You want to waste the MVP's best years? Seriously. We are watching one of the all-time greats in basketball. In Nikola Jokic. And do we want to waste those years because Michael Malone wasn't good enough?
No, we don't.
Now, people always say, well, who are you going to hire? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. But
Stan Van Gundy. Give me one of the Van Gundy brothers.
Give me Jeff, right?
Give me one of them. I love listening to both of those guys on
I do.
On the
I
TV.
Do love listening to
Jeff Van Gundy's hilarious.
Can't believe you went after Alonzo Mourning.
That's,
like, what are you doing?
That's what I want to see. Like, it would be entertaining.
Crazy guy.
Yes. It would
hang
on
Alonzo Mourning's leg. Yeah.
That would be awesome. So give me, that's the name you throw out. Give me one of the Van Gundy
Van
brothers.
Gundy's? Oh, so you got two names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stan or Jeff.
Yes. Give me one. All I need is one. Don't need them both. Just one.
But hopefully that's not the case.
Then what's the line?
I mean,
they lose in the first round, gone. Lose in the second round, gone. Make it to the NBA Finals? Is that acceptable?
The Western Finals.
Why is that? It's got to be further than that, dude.
They made the Western
Conference Finals with the greatest player on the planet.
I get it. I don't want to fire. I get it.
But there has to be a line.
I want to see it with my eyes, too. That has something to say about it, and not just like, I don't like to just, you know,
they
say.
They have to make it here.
Right, they have to do that. I want to see it. What does it look like also? I think that plays a big part in it. So I don't like to make those kind of blanket statements here.
Okay.
Of it's got to be here or he's gone. Let's evaluate it when it happens. But you certainly need to progress out of the second round. That's the starting point.
Okay. So you like Nickelback, you don't like blankets.
I love blankets. I like Nickelback. I like Creed. I love Creed.
Love them.
And I really like Nickelback. I'm not going to let the masses hate for Nickelback trickle down to me, right?
Okay.
I'm going to be my own man and say, you know what? No, y'all might have started that somehow, some way this tsunami got going and everybody's just like, yeah, Nickelback sucks. No, Nickelback doesn't suck. Nickelback's good. They're fine. They are what they are. I used to jam to them when I was with the Colts. Like, look at this fold, right? So that's great. Yeah, still mm-hmm. a good song.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like it, it doesn't mean it's a good song. And Creed, come on. Oh, Creed is an all-time for me. All-time.
Okay.
Wish they would get back together.
We'll see. All right. The Denver Broncos have some wide receiver issues And the Jerry Jeudy trade, just because Elijah Moore got traded, doesn't mean that Jerry Jeudy still might not be out the door. Why? We'll tell you next.